Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Welcome to day 323. Preliminary laboratory tests suggest that three doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine offer significant protection against the Omicron variant. The lab findings also indicate that two-dose regimens may not be sufficient to protect against infection with Omicron, but still may protect against severe disease. The early data, which has not been peer-reviewed or published, found that a third dose increased antibodies 25-fold compared to two doses against Omicron. Dr. Anthony Fauci, meanwhile, said the emerging evidence suggests that Omicron may be more transmissible than previous variants, but may cause less severe illness. Meanwhile, a U.S. district court judge temporarily blocked the Biden administration's mandate for federal contractors to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Judge Stanley Baker of the Southern District of Georgia said Biden likely exceeded his authority under the Procurement Act when he issued the September 9th mandate, which applies to roughly a quarter of the federal workforce. The White House originally gave contractors until December 8th to comply, but later pushed back the deadline to January 4th. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, are expected to invoke and pass the Congressional Review Act to force a vote on a potential repeal of Biden's employer vaccine mandate. Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester have said that they support the legislation put forward by the Republicans. The bill would still have to pass in the House and overcome a presidential veto, and Nancy Pelosi has said that she does not plan to schedule a vote on the repeal in the House. Speaking of the House, it approved legislation today to create a one-time pathway for Senate Democrats to unilaterally raise the debt ceiling without any Republican support. Republicans have so far refused to drop their blockade against legislation that would raise the borrowing cap long-term in protest of Biden's economic agenda. The House took the first step to implement the plan by passing a measure 222 to 212, which allows Democrats to raise the debt ceiling once using a simple majority in the Senate rather than the 60 votes needed for most legislation. At least 10 Republicans in the Senate now need to support that bill in order to set up the process for Democrats to then increase the debt ceiling by a simple majority vote. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned that the debt limit could be reached as soon as December 15th, which would lead to a catastrophic and first-time-ever U.S. default. Moving on, Biden signed an executive order to cut the federal government's carbon emissions by 65% by the end of the decade and to be completely carbon neutral by the year 2050. Biden's order establishes a Buy Clean policy, which directs the federal government to use 100% clean electricity by 2030, stop buying gas-powered vehicles and create a fleet of electric vehicles by 2035, and upgrade federal buildings to be carbon neutral by 2045. Quote, as the single largest landowner, energy consumer, and employer in the nation, the federal government can catalyze private sector investment and expand the economy and American industry by transforming how we build, buy, and manage electricity, vehicles, buildings, and other operations to be clean and sustainable, end quote, which is from the text of the order. Back in the House, lawmakers passed a $768 billion defense policy bill, roughly $24 billion more than what the Biden administration had requested. The bill, which sets the policy agenda and authorizes funding, now moves to the Senate, where it's expected to pass this week. The 2022 National Defense Authorization Act contains changes to how sexual assault and harassment are prosecuted, as well as how they're handled within the military, and it includes a 2.7% pay raise for both military service members and the DoD civilian workforce. And it also provides funding intended to counter China and bolster Ukraine, as well as additional funding for new aircraft and ships. The bill also establishes a, quote, multi-year independent Afghanistan war commission, end quote, to examine the two-decade-long war. And finally, the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot will move to hold Mark Meadows in criminal contempt for refusing to appear for a scheduled deposition. Trump's former chief of staff, who has turned over thousands of pages of documents already, informed the panel that he was no longer willing to sit for a deposition, reversing a cooperation deal that he had reached earlier with the panel last week. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson wrote a letter to Meadows' lawyer saying, quote, the select committee is left with no choice but to advance contempt proceedings and recommend that the body in which Mr. Meadows once served refer him for criminal prosecution, end quote. Meadows also sued Nancy Pelosi and members of the select panel, claiming that he can't discuss matters that could be covered by executive privilege, which Biden has not asserted on Trump's behalf. A federal judge, meanwhile, set a tentative July 18th date for Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress trial. The date splits the difference between the requests from prosecutors, who wanted a trial in mid-April, and Bannon's attorneys, who requested 10 months to prepare. Mike Pence's chief of staff, on the other hand, is reportedly cooperating with the committee, which subpoenaed Mark Short a few weeks ago. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.